Do you have a child that when they get really frustrated, when they get angry, they scratch you, they bite you, they are sensory seekers? On this podcast episode, I'm going to help a mom of a four-year-old. Her name is Tina. And when her four-year-old gets annoyed, she gets really frustrated, upset, and she has sensory-seeking behaviors, meaning that she scratches, she bites, and the mom wants to find better ways to help her daughter calm down because it seemed like what she's doing is not helping. She's offering hugs, she's validating emotions, and that has not been enough. So I'm going to walk you alongside with her on this mini session on how to help her daughter calm down a lot faster and easier. But before we go there, one thing that helps sensory seeking children is to engage their body during their calm down process. So just telling them, hey, are you okay? Do you need a hug? That might not be enough for them. You need to engage their body in a constructive way for them to calm down. HIC Parenting created the breathing exercises visuals for kids. This is a free resource for you to download and post it on your child's calm down corner or visible place. So when they need to take deep breaths and calm down, they can use it, engaging their bodies. That helps them calm down a lot faster than just telling them, hey, take a few deep breaths. If you want to download this breathing exercises visual resource, all you have to do is open the description and the link is there to download it. If you are watching us from YouTube, it's in the description box of this video. Okay, without further ado, let's go and listen to the coaching support with Tina. I am Marcela Collier, head coach of HIC Parenting Education Agency, and you are listening to the Parenting with Understanding podcast. HIC Parenting is a parenting education agency with the mission to help parents like you break their cycle of frustration, bring peace to their parenting, and raise emotionally healthy children. Hi, Tina. So please tell me, how can I support you? How old is your child and what do you need help with?
I have two children. I have a six-year-old and a four-year-old that have very big emotions. And my four-year-old has a lot of anger.
Okay. Okay, so you have a five and a four-year-old. And then you said that your four-year-old has a lot of anger. So could you please walk me through a specific scenario when your four-year-old has a lot of anger? What's happening at that moment?
Sometimes it's when she doesn't get what she wants right away. Mm-hmm. And it's not necessarily that she's not getting what she wants. She's not getting it fast enough.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
If she wants something to eat and it's not ready yet, she'll get really angry.
Oh, okay. Especially when there are physical needs, when she's hungry and she wants to eat. And if you're cooking and it's not ready, then that's when she gets really angry. Is that what you're telling me?
And I'll give her snacks while she's waiting, like some fruit or something to hold her over, and she'll still be angry.
Okay, I get it. Okay, so when she's angry, I'm curious about two things. Number one, what does she do? And number two, what's your response? I'm not here to judge you. I'm a professional parenting coach. I just want to see your experience.
She goes through sometimes where she'll hit or bite. Sometimes she attacks me. And usually I try to stay as calm as possible. I try to offer her a hug, sit with her. I remind her that she's safe and that I love her. And I try to get her to calm down and get out of the state of being angry or whatever is upsetting her. But it doesn't really work.
Okay, so when you say it doesn't work, what does that mean?
She'll usually try to hurt me.
Okay, you mean slapping you and things like that?
Yeah, she'll scratch me really hard or bite me.
Okay.
Sometimes it's a lot to handle because she really hurts me.
Okay. So she's a sensory seeker when she's dysregulated.
Okay, yeah.
So that's the very first thing that I want to give you. Number one, I really love what you're saying, that you are focused on co-regulation. You are focused on helping her calm down instead of shutting down her big emotions with punishment. So that's a really great thing that you're doing. And I want to put things in context. When she is doing that, she's like, that's her best attempt to regulate her nervous system through sensory seeking behaviors. It's not that, and this one goes for all the listeners and the ones who are on this live, it's not that she's trying to be rude or trying to attack you or be violent. She's trying to regulate her nervous system through sensory seeking behaviors. So it makes sense to me that when you offer a hug, when you talk to her calmly and you validate her emotions, for her, that's not enough because her nervous system is looking to have that strong sensory input, is looking to have that sensory seeking thing or activity to calm down. Does that make sense to you?
Yes, it does.
So this is what I do with my coaching clients. The first thing, every behavior communicates a need. I see a sensory seeking need, and that's the way that your daughter seeks to calm down through sensory seeking behaviors. So I know that you're doing great in terms of looking beneath the behavior and seeing the emotion and co-regulate with her. And I want to add to that, that possibly offering a hug or just validating emotions might not be what your daughter, particularly who is a sensory seeker, needs in order to regulate her nervous system. So she might need something a little bit more, I would say, active to calm down her nervous system. I want to know something. Does she have a diagnosis? If yes, what diagnosis does she have?
No, she doesn't have any kind of diagnosis.
Okay. And it's okay if a child doesn't necessarily have to be diagnosed with autism or sensory processing disorder to be a sensory seeker or a sensory avoider. But I just wanted to know if we're talking about neurodivergent kiddo before we move forward. Okay.
If I would have to say from my own experience, because I am neurodivergent, I think that she is.
Okay. Because my son, he has mild autism and I have mild autism as well. I didn't really see signs in him until he was 7. And then I got him evaluated. And nobody saw signs in me until I was 37. So I'm just saying that to say, because she might not be neurodivergent. However, autism runs in families, meaning that if there is an autistic parent or a neurodivergent parent, it's highly possible that one of the children or some of the children might be autistic as well or neurodivergent. So that could be one of the reasons. I encourage you to go to your provider and seek an evaluation, and it could be one of the reasons. But that being said, it doesn't mean that if your child is a sensory seeker, that she is neurodivergent, okay? So it is important to understand what their needs are so we can meet them with what they need to calm down. And it varies from person to person, from child to child. That's why parenting coaching is so powerful, because we tailor the guidance toward what the specific need is when it comes to the child and the parent. Okay, Tina, so would you be open for me to give you some suggestions on how to help your daughter at that moment?
Oh, yes, please.
Okay, so she's a sensory seeker, and that's how she looks to regulate her nervous system. That's why offering a hug or validating emotions are not enough. So we need to guide her towards meeting that need in a non-hurtful way, because right now she's hurting you. She's trying to scratch you and bite you, and that's how she's regulating her nervous system. So I have a question for you, and I could help you as well, but I want your input first. What do you think we could do to help her redirect her energy so she releases that energy in an energetic way, but safely? What activity can she do at those moments when she's starting, not when she's already hitting and biting and scratching, but when you see that there might be a trigger when she's getting hungry? and I will proactively help her.
Sometimes if I catch it in time and I can put on something and let her dance.
Okay.
That's helpful. She likes to move. She likes to spin. I also have tried to give her like a big fluffy pillow and let her kind of take out her emotions on the pillow.
Does she like deep pressure and hanging on counters or hanging in general, going upside down on the couch, things like that?
Not really. She likes to tumble.
Okay.
She likes to spin.
Okay.
Yeah, she's not so much. My older daughter likes to hang and things like that, but not my younger one. She likes to dance. She likes to move.
Okay, got it. Okay, so you said one thing that is really crucial. You said when I'm able to catch it early, these things work. And that's the key, because it's not about redirecting her when she's already hitting, scratching and biting, because she's so dysregulated that she's not redirectable. And I'm not just talking about her, but children in general. Children are not redirectable when they are already at that level of dysregulation, just because their brain is immature and they're not able to access their upstairs brain, which is their logical thinking and impulse control on those moments of high dysregulation. My suggestion to you is to make a list of the most common triggers your daughter has. So you told me when she doesn't get what she wants, it's usually maybe when I'm cooking and she's hungry. So pay attention to the regular things that she might potentially escalate to biting and hitting and scratching. Write them down. And then next to it, write down redirecting activities that you can teach her during those moments. So for her to do now when she's already up here, but when she's starting to get up here, or even before when she is happy and playful, but you know that the moment that she's about to get hungry happens. Okay. So for example, hey, what's your daughter's name, by the way?
Madison.
Madison, mommy's about to cook. So we're going to do a dance party while we cook. Can you help me with cutting the banana or whatever developmentally appropriate thing that she can do? And we can do that while we dance, okay? And you can have banana, you can have string cheese, you can have this and this and this before we eat lunch or we eat dinner. What do you want to have? And all this is before she gets to that point of dysregulation. Okay, so you want to start with string cheese? Awesome. Okay, and let's play the music. Let's do some dance parties while we cook and all that before the dysregulation. So she's a sensory seeker, and that's how she looks to regulate her nervous system.
That sounds like a really good idea.
Okay, so now there are some times when the need is so present that she will escalate regardless to hitting and biting and scratching. At that moment, what I encourage you to do is to have something in hand so you can redirect that biting energy onto something that would not hurt you or others. So I had a biter when I did foster care. And I remember I bought him a few teething toys. He was 8 years old, but I still had some teething toys. And I said, hey, if you feel like the urge to bite, buy this teething toy, you know, or there was another one. He was a thrower. Okay. If you feel the urge to throw, you can have these pool noodles. I bought him a few pool noodles. You can have these pool noodles and you can do whatever you want to do with them. You can hit the ground with it, or you can try to squeeze it or rip it. And I remember it took a while for him to learn the skill, but like it was not long after, it was just a few weeks after when I saw him using the pool noodles and trying to rip them. And I'm like, and then he said, oh, I'm getting frustrated. I'm like, wow, you're using your skills without me telling you. So I'm saying that to say, Tina, that it is a consistency game. It is a practice game. It doesn't come over time. And usually you need to practice these skills a lot before she's able to access them during stressful situations. These coping strategies are not just to help her when she's up here, but to prevent her from getting up here at least as frequent. Okay. Another thing that, and this is a free resource that HIC Parenting has for you, we have a breathing exercises visuals. So these are visuals with breathing exercises prompts that children can go through. So the special thing about these breathing exercises visuals is that engages not just their breathing, but it engages their body. So if you have a sensory seeker, because she bites when she's angry, because she scratches when she's angry, because she hits when she's angry, she would really benefit from using these breathing exercises that engages the body. You can find it in hicparenting.com, or you can go to the link in my bio on TikTok at High Impact Club, or on Instagram at High Impact Club, and you can download these breathing exercises for free. This is a free resource that HIC Parenting has for parents of children who have sensory seeking needs when they are dysregulated. You can, once we hang up from this call, all you have to do is go to hicparenting.com or go to the link in my bio, and it is there for free for you to download.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
So Tina, I have a question for you. What did you get out of this time with me?
First, I'm realizing that what I'm doing is in the right direction, and it also opened my eyes to other things that I could add, and also more to keep an eye on things before they escalate, which is something that maybe I'm not always on top of.
You're doing great. I can tell that you are a great mom, a great parent, and I cannot wait to hear your success story. Once you start applying these things, the breathing exercises, visuals, and the tools that I gave you on this time with me, could you please send me a DM on Instagram and let me know how it went?
I definitely will.
Thank you so much, Tina.
Thank you for your time. I really appreciate it.
Okay. Have a good day.
You too.
Bye. If this podcast episode gave you some clues on how to help your sensory-seeking child calm down a lot faster, would you give us a positive review? Just open the description and give us a positive review about this episode, or if the podcast in general gave you a positive experience, just let us know how it helped you in your parenting. Remember that you can download the breathing exercises visuals on the description or go to hicparenting.com, and it is there as well. Remember that it only takes understanding of yourself and all of your children's needs to transform your parenting. That's Parenting with Understanding, and I'll see you next time. Thank you for being with us.